The stress of the COVID-19 pandemic is taking a physical toll for some along their hairline.
Sometimes it's age. I mean, your hair naturally thins out with age. Most of it is stress, though.
That's hairstylist Stephanie Russell. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Monday, October 12th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Art Guild is displaying the work of the newly formed Peoria Guild of Black Artists this month. Alexander Martin says they and another local black artist came up with the idea to form a guild after a protest last spring.
We only get to see them and see each other when we're showing together, which is usually during like a Black History Month exhibition or if someone wants to bring in a certain group of artists. And so we were like, now's the time. There's a lot of momentum and a lot of energy and people are listening.
Martin says many local black artists in the guild are frustrated their work is brought together only for Black History Month events or an exhibition where diversity is a theme.
That first meeting was just, we could vent and decompress and just be artists. Like, we weren't just black artists, we were artists and creatives.
Martin says the guild focuses on a number of themes in their work, not just race.
We're also good artists in our own right. Like, we're covering a variety of topics. Like, yes, there's pieces about identity, there's pieces about body, pieces about black culture, but then there's also pieces about light, pieces about mental health, about ice cream and childhood.
The Peoria Guild of Black Artists' first exhibition, A New Renaissance, is on display at the Peoria Art Guild now through October 30th. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Two additional temporary COVID-19 testing sites open in Bartonville and Chillicothe later this month. The Peoria City County Health Department says it wants to make testing more accessible. Big Picture Peoria has unveiled a new outdoor mural gallery at a former steel manufacturer building at 926 Southwest Washington. The public is welcome to view it. And Bradley University's COVID positivity rate is now just over 1%. The university reports just 8 new cases this week out of 280 people tested. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Stress is abundant during the COVID-19 pandemic. Job loss, health fears, time spent away from loved ones, it piles up. And that stress takes a toll on the body. For some, the effects are more visible. As Dana Vollmer reports, some are even losing their hair over it.
Hairstylist Stephanie Russell recalls a client who recently developed bald spots he didn't have before. He noticed his hairline creeping further back on his forehead, and the skin on his scalp was glistening with oil.
It isn't the only one I've seen. Actually, I had a client have me cut more bangs because she was losing hair at her temples.
Russell works at Studio B in Peoria. She says, yes, hair loss is sometimes related to aging, but more often, she says, clients attribute it to stress.
Stress is the main factor for most of it. Medications can do it if you're on a medication. Surgeries and being under anesthesia once or even multiple times, the more you're under anesthesia, the more hair loss you experience. So it's a lot of factors.
In a July survey of more than 1,500 COVID-19 survivors, more than 400 of them reported unusual hair loss. Experts say that could be due to an inflammatory response caused by the virus, but it likely has more to do with the psychological toll of fighting it off. Hair loss is just one of the physical manifestations of stress, and a relatively mild one at that. Elizabeth Johnston is a behavioral health specialist with OSF Healthcare in Bloomington. She says stress and anxiety serves a purpose to keep us alive and alert.
When it feels like you are in danger, what happens is that its job is not just to alert you to the danger, but it's really to push you to solve it. And up to a certain point, anxiety is really, it is helpful and it is functional, right? But once it gets excessive, once it becomes debilitating, is when we start having problems.
Johnston says when the body produces excess adrenaline and a stress hormone called cortisol, it disrupts every system in the body.
The symptoms that people are really most familiar with are things like tension and pain in the chest or the stomach, kind of restlessness, like the legs shaking, in severe cases, panic attacks. But, you know, even before that, you'll see like a heart, you know, kind of racing heart rate, your breathing changes. So sometimes we hyperventilate, sometimes we end up holding our breath. You know, it comes out trembling, sweating, physical fatigue, people feel weak and dizzy.
Johnston says it's helpful to ask yourself, when did these symptoms start and what was going on at the time? Was anything different? Then get creative about putting those pieces back in. Go for a walk around the neighborhood rather than going to the gym, or have a virtual dinner with friends if you can't be together in person. Taking good care of your body physically is also important. Kieran Evans owns Integrated Wellness in Peoria. Evans is a certified nurse practitioner who focuses on holistic medicine. She says she's definitely seen the new onset or worsening condition of stress-related conditions in patients. She says meditation and yoga can help, in addition to a good sleep regimen and eating better.
A lot of lifestyle, dietary stuff, cutting out the caffeine, cleaning up their diet, eating more protein and fat, drinking more water, cutting out all the sugar and the caffeine, because that's feeding into the body's anxiety response.
For the most part, she says, the symptoms ease along with stress and anxiety. Reporting with Olivia Streeter, I'm Dina Vollmer.
And you can find the full story at WCBU.org. As a public radio fan, you already know that there's no subscription fee for this podcast or to listen to or read our stories. Everyone can access this essential public service thanks to our community support. We're asking everyone who can to please contribute now during our fall fund drive so we can meet our goals and keep the news coming. Please contribute at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.